Hi, Nips. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Great, Scott. Thank you. Today we're coming to you on several wave spectrums from shortwave to longwave, FM, and even microwave.
A good way to bring up today's topic. We've been discussing things to do to help you get ill and become really sick, and we've just had some amazing comments on our podcast page, which is at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Keep those comments coming. We appreciate them. And one of our listeners asked us a couple questions about microwaving and the impact microwaves have on the food that we heat in them. And I think that's kind of an important topic because you were telling me before we went on the air, Martin, that at one point the Russians researched microwaves and microwave ovens and banned microwaves.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Their early research suggested to them that this was not a good technology to have, and this was still in the communist days. So finally, in 1976, they actually put a ban on the ovens in Russia. That since has been lifted, so now the Russian citizens are capable of wrecking their health with microwaves as the rest of us.
Yeah, heaven forbid that that they do anything over there that keeps them healthier.
Well, it's not that. It's the freedom. Remember, we brought them freedom.
Yes, freedom to be able to run to the hospital and have all sorts of cancers zapped with all sorts of drugs. Wonderful.
Well, we're jumping ahead of ourselves here. We should explain how this works and why we're saying what we're saying. Yes.
Yep. So, do you have a microwave at your home?
No, sir. We gave that up.
Yeah, I gave it up too, and it was weird because in the beginning, because I had one for years, it was here's some food, left over from a couple weeks ago or whatever, a couple days ago, probably more likely.
Yeah.
Throw it in the microwave, heat it up, kind of swish it around, make sure there wasn't a part that was so hard it would, hot it would burn your mouth, and then chow down on it. And then I really thought that when I got rid of it, I got a small toaster oven type oven, and because I thought, I'm not going to heat it up in my oven, right?
Yes.
Because usually they were small portions. And I thought, this is just going to take forever. It's not going to take 90 seconds, it's going to take, 20 minutes or whatever.
Yes.
But what I didn't realize was, and my children are the same way, is they would think, this looks good. Throw it in the toaster oven, push a couple buttons, it's got a timer, bings in 20 minutes or 30 minutes. They go do something. I'd be doing something on my computer. 20 minutes goes by in no time, and then I've got warm food to eat.
That's right.
And it's a lifestyle change. Obviously, if we wanted to do that 30 seconds before you're heading out the door, that's not going to work, but it really was just a way we thought of how we heated up our food.
Yes, you can certainly learn to live with the inconvenience of having to take extra 6 or 7 minutes for your food to be warm.
Right.
But I wanted to actually talk about how this thing works.
So how does the microwave work?
Microwave essentially is like a radio transmitter, just like the radio station or the cell phone tower. And the wavelength that is quite short, closer to the radioactive spectrum than to the visible spectrum. So essentially you have a radio antenna in the oven, and the antenna typically rotates, or if the antenna is stationary, then the plate would rotate. And what you do is you essentially send a radio signal to the chamber. Whoever's in it is getting these waves. And because it's a polarity shifting wave, you're shifting the positive, negative really quickly. It's this jiggling of the radio wave that is essentially shaking the water, because water is magnetic in its nature. We have discussed previously how there's a positive pole and negative pole on every water molecule.
Okay, no, I don't think we have. That's interesting.
Okay, well, I guess when we return back to talking about water and prills and all of the basics, about water, we'll go back to talking about how water and its memory and its structuring is all dependent on the fact that every water molecule has a positive pole and a negative pole, just like a miniature magnet. So when you send electric polarized signal and an electromagnetic wave into the liquid, it'll flip it, you know, positive to negative, negative to positive.
So that's the vibration that causes the friction that causes the heating.
Yes, that's right. It's the jiggling that causes the heat.
Okay.
And it only happens in wet things. It does not happen in dry powders. You cannot put dry grain into your microwave and have much anything happen.
Okay. Yeah. So it's water that causes this to happen.
Right. And we have already talked in our other talks and have websites and pages and all of that about water and what happens that water does have memory, and then when you send harmonious thoughts to water, or harmonious words, or harmonious energies to water, it will create harmonious symmetrical patterns. And when you send disruptive, disharmonious patterns to the water, it'll create ugly pictures.
Right.
And this very thing happens in your body too. When you ingest food that's been hated as prepared, it will create much less health or much less energy in your body. In fact, you told me about an experiment that you saw somewhere. What was that?
Yeah, well, it was actually a school project, and this girl took two plants, went down, bought two plants, they were exactly the same, put them in the same spot in her kitchen, and she watered one for a week with tap water, and she watered the other one a week with water that had been microwaved to boiling and then allowed to go back to room temperature and then poured on. And within a week, the tap water plant was, you know, doing great. It was flowering, everything else. The other one was dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then they asked the other kids and other schools to start replicating that and seeing what happened. And they were all reporting to have the same problem.
So if we water plants with microwave water, they do not thrive.
That's right. That's right.
And yeah.
I mean, how often do you see people microwaving their coffee or microwaving their tea, and then they're wondering why, you know, their health isn't maybe as good as it should be?
Yep. Point made. And so, of course, warming your food that way is counterproductive. It's definitely not helping your health. In fact, when you do this, you do create a carcinogenic type of foods in your food itself, you know, carcinogenic compounds.
Well, yeah, and you were mentioning before we went on the air that if you just imagine taking plastic, putting food in the plastic, whether it's a plastic container or it's been covered in saran wrap, and putting it in the microwave. Now, all of a sudden, the radiation from the microwave has an impact on that plastic.
Oh, it will drive a lot of these hydrocarbon type of elements, molecules, out from the plastic into the food. So when you ingested I think the effect was measured at about 10,000 times greater carcinogenic effect as compared to no plastic or no saran wrap in the Yeah.
And this is another seventh grade student who did this. Her name was Claire Nelson, and she decided she was going to do for her project studying the effect of microwave radiation on plastic wrapped food. And so she got Dr. John Wilkes at the National Center for Toxicological Research to help her, and the research center is affiliated with the FDA. So she took microwave plastic and put it in virgin olive oil, and she tested four different plastic wraps and found not just the carcinogens, but also like an estrogen type material migrating into the oil. So this exoestrogen is linked to low sperm counts in men and to breast cancer in women. So throughout her junior and senior years, she made a couple of trips each week to the research center, which is 25 miles from her home, to work on her experiment. And they basically reported that DEHA was migrating into the oil at between 200 parts and 500 parts per million. The standard that the FDA sets is 0.05 parts per billion, which is, I guess, would be 5 parts per million, or 50 parts per million. So her results have been published in science journals, and she received the American Chemical Society's top science prize for students during her junior year in fourth place at the International Science and Engineering Fair as a senior.
So here we have this bright kid that upstages the agency that's supposed to protect you from all of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they use their own facility, but have they published it? Have they banned the microwaves? I mean, this is the natural
outcome. Or banned plastic.
The natural outcome of this study should have been pulling from the market of the microwaves and big black letter signage all over these, what are they called, saran wrap and related. Each of these boxes should be labeled about as badly as cigarettes that would say, do not use in microwave ovens.
Yeah, that's right.
So this thing that happens, of course, are free radicals, right?
Yeah.
When you do this high friction heating, you release a whole lot of free radicals, which means oxygenation, which means runaway... Well, what are the illnesses of oxygenation in your body? Starting with dandruff, going on to wrinkles, and then the anything that's an inflammatory, like cholesterol in your veins, arthritis, diabetes. I'd probably be here for a long time just rattling off these things that happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your vitamins are rendered useless in the process.
Well, and the thing too is, if you say, okay, we put plastic in the microwave, and all of a sudden our food is totally contaminated, you know, have we studied what happens if you put stuff the microwave companies say you can put in, or you put glass in, or you put china in, or any of these other materials? I mean, do you end up having to? It's just like.
Yeah, Pandora's box, right?
It is. It really is. It's better to say, you know what, just get rid of the microwave. And I'm thinking, too, you know, what if when you go to a fast food place, you know, they've cooked a whole bunch of burgers or whatever, and they have them sitting in the back, and all they do is take them, put them on a plate, throw them in the microwave, bring them out to you heated. Like,
Actually, Scott, this is a common practice in higher-end restaurants, not just fast food. You know, like they have a lot of stuff prepared or frozen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a fast heat to plate. And they just warm up the last bit, or they warm up, you know, let's just say they would have veggies and whatever ready on the plate, and then they warm it up, and maybe the meat or the sauce is warmed up or something like that. It's being added to the plate before it goes to you.
Right.
I actually make this a habit. I mean, for one time, I don't care much. But if I'm going to a restaurant I expect to visit more than once, I ask them, "Do you use convection ovens or do you use microwaves to reheat your ingredients?" Because actually, convection ovens are nearly as fast as the microwaves. Well, you already talked about that, the fact that your little toaster oven is not that inconvenient either.
No, and the thing is it's all what we become used to and what we're conditioned to do, and we've kind of been conditioned to this instantaneous heating up of stuff, and we don't realize the connection between that and disease later on down the road. We've talked about that in many of our previous shows, and I think it's really important that we that we keep hammering this point, right? So, you know,
yes.
I don't know why I have cancer. You know, I exercise and I ride my bike miles and miles, like our last show, you know, miles and miles. It's because you're riding your bike for 50 miles a day at top speed that you're wearing out your body, and when your body wears out, it gets the parts that wear out first are the parts where your sickness shows up first, and that's and we're just making it worse by looking for quick and easy ways to heat our foods that will cause a lot of problems, and of course, and the sad part about it, I mean, if it was a proper debate, right, that would be one thing. But, you know, when we were doing a little bit of research before this show, there was a couple scientists, I guess they were Swiss scientists.
Yeah, Switzerland.
Who found, you know, there's some concerns here about this microwaving stuff. And the Swiss government, you know, there was a law and there was a gag order and there was, I don't know all the details, but there was like, no, we can't tell anybody about all this stuff that might be happening. Oh, it's okay for them to, you know, go to the hospital because they're sick. But not okay for them to know why they really got sick?
Well, you know, this is where the industry interests override the, I don't know what to call it, the health, the small voice of reason. Because, you know, somebody with billions of dollars invested in the industry says, well, we would like you to not publish this.
Right.
Well, we remember this sort of thing happened with the cigarette industry. Remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It took a few decades, you know. At first, it was Dr. Brown smokes Camels advertising. Right? I mean, I remember watching some ads from the olden days. It's almost comical, where you see actually doctors recommending a specific brand of cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah, just crazy. So I think in the interests of balancing that, we should. I've actually found the article. A food scientist, Dr. Hans-Jürg Hertel, he fought for 10 years to have his findings concerning the dangers of microwave ovens acknowledged. His statement that inspired the microwave manufacturers to use the Swiss courts to silence him was food. So he basically said, food cooked or defrosted in a microwave oven causes changes in the blood indicative of a developing pathological process, as is also found in a carcinoma. So simply put, microwave food causes cancer. Now, you know, if you had, we've got cigarettes with smoking will kill you. I mean, what would happen if we put a label, microwaving will give you cancer?
Yes.
And this isn't new. Like, we're dredging up old stuff here. In 1989, he teamed up with Professor Bernard Blanc of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. This wasn't two dim bulbs. They proposed to the University of Lausanne,
Lausanne,
a research program to look into the effects of microwave foods on humans. Now, you would think that would be a reasonable thing to research. Their application for funding was turned down on the grounds that there was no need to research in this area. So undeterred, they decided to fund a smaller research program themselves. They selected 8 individuals, fed them a range of raw, conventionally cooked, and microwaved foods. So basically, some people got raw food, some people got cooked food, some people got microwave foods. Then they took blood samples from each volunteer before and after eating. Serious irregularities were found both in the structure of the food microwaved and in the blood of those eating the microwaved samples. The microwave industry reacted to the research by taking Hertel to court. He was convicted under Swiss unfair competition laws. Now, excuse me, like, if you're a research scientist, and it doesn't sound like he had his own, you know, microwave oven that he was trying to sell.
Well, he was vindicated. I mean, this fellow was vindicated back in 1993, actually, because he took it to a higher court, and Swiss government paid him some amount of money, I don't know which, to apologize.
Yeah. It was and actually it was the decision was reversed in Austria, not in Switzerland.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Okay.
The European Court of Human Rights held that there was been a violation of his rights in the 1993 decision. So.
Okay, so that was really nice. So he had his apology. So his personal life was undestroyed.
After like 15 years of going through this.
Yeah, 15 years of hell and scientific ostracism and a career that once was promising, but now he was some kind of a untouchable, blackballed dude, right?
Yeah.
So 15 years later, they sent him some money and apologized. But in the meantime, this news didn't make it into North America, did it?
No. And not only that, you would think it would be relatively easy to do a whole pile of studies on what happens when people, over time, what happens when people eat, we have the drug companies saying they're doing that all the time, eating microwave foods. And it's very interesting because we assume that there's no problem, but it's one of those things where, like, well, nobody, we used to assume that the exhaust from cars in the 50s and 60s was not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, you know, they've got catalytic converters, and they've got all this stuff to get the
hydrocarbons out of there.
Get the hydrocarbons out of there because, well, you know, we found out something that we didn't know before. And I think by sticking our head in the sand on this issue and not having people study it is just criminal, particularly if you're getting 10,000 times more carcinogens in your body through microwaving than you would if you just conventionally cook something.
Oh, hold on. You're mixing two metaphors. This is only if you use saran wrap.
Oh, yeah, only if you use saran wrap. Yeah, we don't know if any of the other stuff that they put in there with it leaches or not.
Well, I mean, we should make an assumption that if you're going to use any plastic containers to heat your food in a microwave, you're giving yourself, if not 10,000, at least, you know, several orders of magnitude increase in the carcinogens from the plastic. So you will certainly give yourself the estrogenic effect, which means that, the men will start growing man boobs and losing their sexual interest. Women will go estrogen dominant, which makes them PMS-y and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So.
And is there anything you put in the microwave with your food that's not plastic?
Well, you could do it in ceramic, right? You could do it in a glass jar or whatever.
Yeah, because I don't think you see any of that stuff around.
Well,
we get back to the choice. I mean, even if you didn't believe that microwaving was bad for your food, but microwaving food in plastic seems to be, you know,
definitely a problem.
Definitely a problem. How are you going to go get something else to stick in there? That's the issue, right?
Well, if you insist on doing the microwave bits, and don't believe us that the water structuring actually makes a difference, if you don't believe that Dr. Emoto's pictures really showed anything worth knowing, or if you don't believe that homeopathy works, or if you don't believe that the water from the springs in Lourdes is any different than the water from the sewer in Paris, then
why are you listening to us? These two crazy Canadians, like, might as well listen to somebody else.
Yeah.
So all I can say is get rid of your microwave. I haven't had a microwave for 7 or 8 years, and my kids don't mind at all. I don't mind. I don't miss it. And it's really quite funny when people come in and they say, oh, yeah, let me heat up some. Where's your microwave?
Oh, yeah. And the popcorn thing.
And the popcorn thing. And actually, you know, I'm looking at it differently now because when I'm visiting people and I see how much they use their microwave unconsciously, they don't even know what they're doing. And I'm looking at that and all I see is a skull and crossbone, white skull and crossbone on a black background on their food as it comes out. And I'm constantly, don't heat mine. I'll eat it cold. Thank you very much. Like, what? No, we need to defrost. No, no. Pull my muffin out of there. Don't heat it. My food, no thanks. Don't do, and they look at me like, what? And they just think I'm just, you know.
Yes, this is exactly what happens to me in a fast food restaurant. I asked for a, you know, something, and the clerk says, do you want it reheated? And I point my finger, is that a microwave?
And I'd say, yes, no thanks, I'll have it cold.
That's right.
Well, and there you have it. I mean, do we need to say more? Or we should point people, why don't we put this link to these two pages onto the podcast? It's under health education, nutrition to avoid. There are two articles. One is the microwave effects on food on humans, and the other one is microwaving destroys nutrients.
Yeah,
those articles, if you have not read it yet, if you're not convinced yet at the end of this podcast that you should do what we're suggesting, then please read those two articles, and then call me back if you're still wanting to hang on to your microwave.
Yeah, or at the very least, get on and do a little bit more research, because there is a lot of stuff out there about what we're talking about. So if somebody did want to take you up and chat with you about this some more, Martin, how could they get a hold of you?
I'm sitting waiting here at 1-866-543-3388 from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening in the Pacific time zone.
Awesome. And if you want to find those articles or other information on different health-related topics, there's thousands and thousands of pages at www.life-enthusiast.com. And we've got over 137 shows online at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. You can go through them, and there's just a ton of information there. Take some time, if you do listen to the shows, to leave us a comment. We always enjoy getting the comments and hearing what you've got on your mind, what you thought of the show, and if you have any questions.
Yes, so thank you, everybody. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.